An inmate on death row for nearly 25 years has argued to the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals that his lawyers did not adequately represent him. Charles Russell Rhines says his lawyer should have given the jury more information about his mental health issues at his trial in 1993. He says if they had, the jury might not have sentenced him to die. Rhines was represented by three attorneys during his trial and sentencing in Rapid City in 1993. He was convicted of murdering 22-year-old Donovan Schaefer, an employee of the donut shop Rhines had tried to rob. Now he has two attorneys handling his latest appeal. One of them is Stuart Lev, who tells the appellate court that Rhines' lawyers knew about their client's lifelong indicators of serious mental problems.
He didn't ask for an evaluation for purposes of mitigation, even though counsel knew that this was a very, very difficult guilt-phase case that was very, very likely to end up in penalty phase at a death sentencing hearing.
In response, appellate judge Jane Kelly asked if presenting that evidence might have backfired.
The lawyers themselves testify that they didn't, for lack of a better phrase, want to go there for concern about what else might be opened up that would cast their client in a worse light. Well, and I think that the courts gave that some deference.
The state's case is argued by Assistant Attorney General Paul Sweetland, who affirms Kelly's concern.
Rhines' central claim here is that his trial counsel conducted ineffective mitigation investigation. But as described in the testimony and affidavits of Rhines' defense counsel, and as pointed out by Judge Kelly, his defense counsel felt that they were, quote, walking a pretty fine line on the mitigation that they could present so that they would not open the door to Rhines' alarming criminal and personal history.
Sweetland says the defense attorneys did conduct a standard mitigation investigation, but made the strategic decision not to present it at trial. The 8th Circuit judges will issue a ruling later whether Rhines is entitled to habeas corpus relief. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.